So welcome to this week's version of Health Matters. We're lucky to have Emily Bozek with us this week, a reflexologist. And this is an opportunity for you to get to know Emily a little bit better and her gift of reflexology. So let's start out. Emily, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name's Emily Bozek. I live here in Woodstock, Illinois. I'm wife and a mom of two daughters. I am on this healing journey and was drawn to reflexology over a span of time, having been a massage therapist years ago and studying many different wellness modalities. I came full circle back to the feet and my love of working on the feet. As a child, I remember having worked on my dad's feet. When he'd come home from work, he'd peel himself a raw potato, sit down with a salted raw potato, and I'd take off his gold-toe navy blue socks and rub his feet. And I have to chuckle at how this has probably been in me my whole life and my curiosity and interest in working on the feet. So that's kind of who I am as far as learning and discovering about me. Life is a journey, and I am constantly revealing who I am to myself and discovering who I am along with the people I meet on my path. So we're all in this together.
And that's certainly something I know that you bring to your patients.
Yes.
Here at the office. That's some of the things patients have shared with me, that in addition to just working on people's feet, the gift of presence that you bring to people when you're working on them is healing.
Yes. Another part of, I think, a gift I have is I call myself a holder of the space. When I was a massage therapist, I also became a doula and attended many births. And a doula is a handmaiden to a laboring woman. And basically, my job is holding a space for a birth to happen. And when I do give a foot treatment, I feel very much like I am a doula or a sort of birth coach to my client, because I do believe we're constantly rebirthing ourselves on this journey, and just being present and holding a space together and having it be a safe place for whatever healing may need to happen is something I'm very honored to be a part of, and feel that that's definitely something that I incorporate in a foot treatment.
And that's all, that's great. For people who have insurance, who aren't familiar with reflexology, who don't even know why they should come see you, what kind of conditions and problems do you work with? Why should people spend their hard-earned insurance money on reflexology?
Well, reflexology is becoming more and more known and proven to be an integrative modality in healing, healthcare, and wellness. All body systems can be mapped out on the feet, hands, and ears. So working through the body through the feet, you are working all systems as an integrative way to bring balance and awareness and recognition to in adjunct to other modalities. For me, it's kind of like polishing the silver. It adds another layer to kind of completion of a wellness, or kind of just adding another approach to, let's say, how many ways can you skin a cat? It's yet another way, and it's worth the the trying, because all you have to do is take off your socks and shoes. It's very accessible, and it's very instant gratification for me and the client, because since we are on our feet all the time, just the awareness of what our feet are and the connection of the feet to the body is, it's amazing how disconnected we can be from that.
And I know you prefer to work with the feet. Other reflexologists, mm-hmm. like you said, work with the hands as well as points on the ear.
Yeah.
So you mentioned mapping on the foot. So
yes.
How about run people through like a typical first treatment? What do you do? What does that look like? And why do you personally prefer to work with the feet?
Okay. First treatment for me, the client shows up and fills out a brief health history form. A treatment's 1 hour long. They are in a zero gravity reclining chair. They just take socks and shoes off. I work each foot for about 30 minutes, and I have a routine that I do to cover all the body systems. When I come across areas of congestion or tenderness, we talk about where on the body those referral points are and what's happening with the client's health and wellness regarding certain aspects of that area. During a treatment, there might be feelings of discomfort or tenderness in the foot while I'm working, but that feeling goes away as I continue working and breaking down different areas of congestion. Often, people find it very relaxing. Often, people find it very kind of awakening, because they had no idea their feet may have been as tender or sore as they are. But in any case, by the time they descend out of the chair and step onto their new feet, it's always a transformative moment, and they are not the same as they were an hour before getting into the chair.
And so the idea with working that pressure point on the foot is to do...
Working reflexology, we learn very specific thumb walking techniques. They're very deep pressure movements to break down lactic acid buildup, adhesions in the muscle fiber, to break down crystalline deposits that can accumulate from waste, uric acid buildup. I like working the feet because gravity is pulling waste downward, and whatever you're not excreting often lands in the feet. We're also breaking or opening nerve pathways. There are 7,000 nerve endings in each foot and 5 layers of muscle. So there's a lot of opening of nerve pathways, sending fresh blood and oxygen, circulating blood, and bringing awareness to the client.
I know one of the patients here who had a history of headaches, and the pressure point on the mapping of the foot for the headache is the top of the toes, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the experiences they shared with me was, because they have a history of migraine headaches, they were amazed how much more tender those points were on the foot compared to other points. And you were using the same amount of pressure on the tops of the toes as you were everywhere else, but for them, they were amazed how much more sore that was at the beginning of the treatment. And then as you progressed through the treatment, that tenderness was alleviated.
Correct. And often, as we journey through the foot, and the tops of the toes represents the brain, and the big toe represents the head, where it connects with the foot is the neck, and we just map down the body head to toe through the foot. I use the same pressure throughout a treatment. And yes, if you are coming into the treatment with a specific body pain or health issue, that tenderness will show up usually in the foot as a more sore area. And again, through the treatment and during the treatment, we often are communicating what part of the body map I'm working on, why would that feel sore, and we come up with take-home ideas, self-care, and how to continue the healing outside, once you get out of the chair and home, and continue moving those toxic buildups or adhesions and moving them out and through your body. So as I say, my slogan is step yourself into wellness. And part of my job too is bringing ideas to the client and tools that they can take with them to then continue their journey into their own wellness. And that's a very important aspect to what I do as well.
So wherever, like you were saying earlier, wherever there's either scar tissue buildup, or if it's a deposit of lactic acid or a crystalline buildup, wherever point that is on the foot, that's where it's going to be more tender. And whether that affects the muscle that's directly associated with the foot or the body part of the body that's mapped on the foot, your idea when you work is to bring that back into balance.
Yes. One of the top benefits of reflexology is homeostasis. It is bringing all body systems into balance. And that really is probably the ultimate goal for the work that I do.
And then that's another thing I think people should be aware of too, is you're huge in terms of self-care, that once you've created that balance for people with your treatment, you'll show people how to, they can work that for themselves. And I think that's one of the things people really appreciate about you, is they feel the difference when they come out of your chair, and then you show them how to maintain that for themselves.
Yep, it's empowering the client so they can take their wellness into their own hands. It's really, it's wonderful for me. Sometimes I'll say, I can see my clients progressing, and I'll say, oh, my little bird's about to fly out of the nest. Because I see them needing treatments less and less over time and getting stronger and feeling weller and healthier. And then often I only have to see them for tune-ups here and there. And it's a bittersweet feeling because we create a relationship together, and it's a joy to see people flying off into their path of betterment.
So the people I've noticed that are in touch with their foot pain, mm-hmm. Typically tend to be people who are on their feet a lot.
Yes.
Particularly like maybe on hard surfaces, on cement surfaces. They're just more aware of that chronic nagging foot pain. So those would be good people that would seek you out as a reflexologist.
Yes, I have a lot of people who stand for a living. A lot of runners and athletes come with different foot issues. A lot of people come for prevention, who've had a foot issue in the past and don't want that to flare up. People come for many different reasons. People come for specific foot reasons, be it a bunion or post-op bunionectomy or plantar fasciitis or Morton's neuroma. A lot of people come with really built-up calluses that have then caused other issues. So I am working the foot. Again, five layers of muscle. I have been a massage therapist, so there are times I put on that hat and I do massage techniques for the musculature of the foot. other people come to me for migraine issues, for hot flash issues, for digestive issues, for issues of the body that they have heard or learned or know that reflexology can help, and we work with that too. So I do both.
So that's great. You gave us a whole list. You gave us people who have a history of having a surgery, maybe on a bunion or another body part of the foot, another structure of the foot. Someone who has a condition like plantar fasciitis, I think you mentioned that. So runners would be a good group of people that would see you. I'm thinking nurses who are on their feet a lot. Anybody really who's on their foot quite a bit. And so you work in two areas, I guess maybe would be a way to put it. More, sometimes you work structurally where you're actually working the muscles of the foot, but then there's also that mapping component that you talked about where people who've got migraines, people who have digestive issues come see you in order to maintain that balance in their system, and you address it that way.
I do. Another group that for me there's a lot of success with reflexology are if there's a pain that's so severe you cannot access it directly, say post-op shoulder surgery. Well, if the shoulder is so inflamed or, in pain, then we can get to the shoulder through the foot. And that's another group of people that I find get great benefit from this work because we're doing the referral points, the reflex points that represent those body parts, and that's powerful too.
If people would want to see, because everybody in today's day and age has a computer, if people would want to see an example, you mentioned several times this mapping of the foot, what would they resource? Like, I know that there's the origins of reflexology. What do you think they could put in their Google search so that they could see a map and they might get a better idea of what you're talking about?
Right. So I would Google search foot reflexology map. The map that I have learned and that I go by is Eunice Ingham Method. Eunice Ingham was the founder of foot reflexology in America. She mapped it out in the early 40s, and she started a school in Florida, and you could also Google her school. that map is the foundation of the body map that most North American reflexologists study. she has also mapped the hand, but if you looked up
is it I-N-G-H-A-M? Is that how people would spell it?
Yes, I-N-G-A-H-A-M.
A-H-A-M.
Ingham.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's the founder, and she's an amazing woman. And she studied thousands and thousands of people and their pain and mapped the body onto the feet.
And so tell people a little bit more about the research that you're doing, the medical reflexology. I think that's an exciting component that the history is exciting because that's how that concept of mapping out the foot, in other words, whereas we were talking migraines earlier at the top of the toe,
mm-hmm.
and you had mentioned working with the shoulder, so there's specific points on the bottom of the foot that correlate to body parts, whether it's the head, shoulders, but there's also a lot of exciting research going on, medical research about the benefit of reflexology and case studies as well. So tell people about that.
Yes. Well, first of all, how I got into reflexology is really a big motivator as to why I'm curious about reflexology research in the medical field. I was listening to a radio show and Dr. Oz was being interviewed talking about post-op recovery after heart surgery, and the top two integrative modalities that were the most beneficial were acupuncture and reflexology. And that really got my mind excited and motivated to see how can reflexology work in the medical field, Western medicine, integrating and more factually proving that reflexology, quote unquote, works. So he really planted the seed for me to even enroll in reflexology school and become what I've become. And so now, as I've been on this journey, I have found time and time again the benefits are the same for many people with the same issues. So there is a whole area, and you can Google reflexology research, and they are studying very, very strongly post-breast cancer, post-op breast cancer, and the benefits of reflexology during radiation, post, when cancer, you know, post-op, and finding the benefits are amazing. The recovery is increased dramatically. The effects of radiation on the body decrease. And that, for me, is so exciting because it's really bringing it into a scientific proof of how well it does work. And I have been getting as much research as I can. And I do have a vision to someday do my own research on different groups of people.
That's great. And at Northwest Healthcare, we're excited to have, as far as whether we want to call it complementary, alternative, whatever we want to call it, but there's a lot of medical modalities that we know work, and so it's just a matter of time before the research will bear that out. One of the things I like to remind patients is that the World Health Organization recognized acupuncture as a valid form of pain treatment in 1978. So I feel that the research that you're doing is at the forefront in terms of, we already know it works, now it's just a matter of saying, well, okay, here is how it works, here's the science behind it. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to have that. In our last few minutes here, is there anything else you want to share with people so that they get a better idea of who you are and what you do here?
Well, who I am is I am a very approachable person. I just am always so honored to work with anyone who ends up in my chair. I figure the journey that person has taken to ultimately end up in my chair is so fascinating, and I'm always very curious to hear the story and to be of service to help them continue on their journey. For me, it's a lot of, it's a joy, and it is a great honor to be doing what I'm doing. So.
And so look for more research from Emily. Look for more talks. One of the things we do at Northwest Healthcare is continued education to keep people updated so that they understand how what we do here can match their health concerns. So we do have once a month a talk here in the office. If you know of an organization, a school, a fire department, a sports team that's looking for information, we certainly do that. So you can visit us at nwhealthcarecenter.com and also look at us on Facebook. If you type in Northwest Healthcare, you'll see us on Facebook as well. So thank you for spending your time with us this week on Health Matters. And have a great day.